The Joe Show. Well, thanks again for joining me today, everybody, on another edition of The Joe Show. And if you've been tracking with me for the last little while, you know that I've been reading and doing these devotionals from a book I wrote several years ago called What Would Jesus Read? Daily Devotions That Guided the Savior. And some of you may be wondering by now, like, why have I chosen this format of scripture reading to do a devotional? You know, most Christian pastors, most Christian teachers, their devotions are, you know, heavy, really centered on, you know, the Gospels and the Epistles, the Book of Revelation, all that kind of stuff. And that's all great, of course. And, you know, who knows, I may write a New Testament-based devotional one day. But the reason why I wrote this one is because I felt it was important for us to connect with what's called the Torah. Now, the first five books of the Bible, in Greek, they call it the Pentateuch. You know, penta meaning five, so the first five books. But the Torah is what Jesus and the disciples had to read. That's all there was. There was no New Testament. You know, I've gotten in, not in trouble, but I've kind of gotten some, you know, weird looks from people in the past. You know, when I've said, oh, that Jesus never read the Gospels, or that he never read the book of Ephesians. And, you know, I get people kind of cocking their head at me saying, what? What are you talking about? Those are amazing books. What do you mean he didn't read them? Well, you have to remember, they didn't exist at the time in the first century. And for the first, you know, couple hundred years of the church, everybody read from the Torah and the prophets, you know, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, you know, the Isaiahs and, you know, Jeremiahs and just all the prophets that we've come to know. But this is all that existed at the time. You know, even when they were questioning Jesus, he said, look at what the law and the prophets say about me. You know, look at what the Bible says about me. That's what he had. And, you know, I thought it would be really interesting to look at this system of reading that existed, right? That was in place at the time of Jesus. And those would have been the devotions, those would have been the portions of the Bible that he read. So let me give you a little bit of history as to how I landed on this, you know, 54-week cycle of reading. First of all, it's 54 weeks because it's based on the Hebrew calendar, which is lunar, meaning it follows the moon, not the sun like ours, like the Gregorian calendar. So there's 54 weeks in the Jewish reading cycle. And there's something called the Parashat. Now, some of you are rewinding, saying, is he talking about parrots? No, I know. A Parashat, okay? A Parashat is a portion of scripture. And it's not a word that we're used to. You know, most of you listening to this probably aren't Jewish or don't have a Jewish background. And so this just isn't, you know, a part of your vernacular. It's not something that you ever grew up with. So, of course, you don't know the name. But it's very important because it is what Jesus and the earliest disciples and church would have known. So back in 586 BC, right, so more than 2,500 years ago, we know what happens. It's recorded for us in the scripture. We have history about this, that there's something called the Babylonian exile. And basically, that's when the Babylonians come to Israel, namely to Jerusalem, and they destroy the temple, right? They sack the city, they burn it to the ground, and then they take the majority of the inhabitants of Israel. In 586 BC, so 2,500 years ago, the Jews who were living there, who were following the Torah, who were, you know, following God, going to temple, doing the sacrifices, there's a deep history and connection already with the Jewish people 2,500 years ago, and the Babylonians come and they extract them. They forcibly remove them from their homeland and they take them as slaves into Babylon. And that lasts for a very, very long time. But this is where it kind of gets interesting and how I made the connection to this book called What Would Jesus Read? Now, we know that the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, were central to Jewish life. They're still, to a large extent, very important, but especially back in those days. You have to remember that nobody had a copy of the Bible at home. You know, today we all have multiple versions of the Bible. We have it on our, you know, our devices. We have them on our phones. We have them on our tablets, and we have access easily to half a dozen, if not more, you know, Bible versions in just within seconds. But in ancient times, it wasn't that way. When you wanted to hear the Bible read, you had to go to synagogue, and that was only on the Saturday. That's the only place where you could read the scriptures, and they were written on scrolls. Not the way we have them in a nice, you know, book, all, you know, bound together and separated by, you know, by book and by chapter and by verse. That's not the way it was in those days, in those Old Testament times. The Bible was written over, the course of many years, but also over many, many scrolls. In fact, I read one source that said it took a wagon with two oxen to move the Torah scroll from place to place because there was just so many of them and they were so heavy. So you can imagine how important the copy of the Torah was at the synagogue, because that was the only place in town that had the Bible, and it was the only place where you could hear it being read. So as the Jewish people were being exiled, were being forcibly removed from Jerusalem to Babylon, at least they had the Torah scrolls with them as they moved. But over time, their captors wanted to further shame the Jews, so they decided to destroy these Torah scrolls, because they saw that it was so key and so central to them, and to further defeat them and to further, you know, shame them and put them down, they said, hey, let's get rid of the scriptures. You know, there's an old proverb that says that the Jews preserve the Torah, but it was actually the Torah that preserved the Jews, and that's how central these books are to the Jewish people. And so the Babylonians began to destroy the text. They began to destroy the scrolls. And so the rabbis became rightfully worried. You know, what would they do if all the scrolls were gone? And all of a sudden, these books that they had treasured and based their laws on and based their lives on, what if they were suddenly gone? How would they be able to move forward? So they had to literally think on their feet. And so they came up with a system that was very, very clever, and it preserved the Torah, and that's where we get these things called the Pedashot, these weekly readings. In a nutshell, basically what happened is the rabbis began to, and the priests and the leaders began to commission certain families to remember portions of Scripture. That way, if they committed them to memory, then those verses would never be lost. So it was a very simple yet elegant solution to a major problem. So one family would be given, you know, we would call it Genesis chapter 1. And so they would read that portion of scripture on the first Saturday, the first Sabbath, you know, of the Jewish New Year. And then the second family would read the second portion and the third family and on it would go. And this way, over a period of 54 weeks, all the verses of the Torah and the prophets would be read. And so they were read and they were preserved. And it's important for us as Christians living in these times and in the Western part of the world or anywhere outside of the land of Israel that this was the system of reading that Jesus grew under. Like, this is what he knew. You know, when you went to Sabbath on the 36th week, you know what was going to be read. You know what family was going to be represented there to read their family's allotted portion. And so it's interesting because we have a story actually back in Luke chapter 4 that chronicles the very important event in Jesus' life where he goes to the synagogue and, you know, the scroll of Isaiah chapter 61, as we would, you know it today, is handed to Jesus. And it's very interesting, right? Because the Bible says that, you know, that Jesus went to Nazareth where he'd been brought up, and on a specific Sabbath, he went into a synagogue, you know, in Nazareth. And when he got there, he stood up to read because a portion of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. And if you didn't know about the weekly Pedashot and you didn't know about the background, you kind of missed something very key here. It was the Jesus family, right? His earthly father would have been Joseph. It would have been Joseph family's turn to read in the synagogue. I mean, that's mind-boggling to think that Isaiah 61 was assigned to the family of Joseph to preserve and then to present in the synagogue during that specific week. So it wasn't an accident. It wasn't just, you know, another service. No, Joseph is gone by this time in the life of Jesus. We don't know if he's passed away. We don't know if he's left. We really don't have any knowledge of what happens to Joseph. We just know that he's not there. And so the responsibility falls to the firstborn male in the family to read the family portion at synagogue. And isn't it beautiful? And Luke, by the way, is the only one who records this for us. It's beautiful to think that in Luke chapter 4, that Jesus goes back to Nazareth, even though he's going to have a falling out with the people, even though he knows he's going to be rejected by them. He does the honorable thing. He has to represent the family of his earthly father. So he goes. And when people would see him, they'd say, what a good boy, right? He came to read his family's portion. And so I call the book, What Would Jesus Read? Not because I think he would read my book, because these are the portions of scripture that we know, we absolutely know from history, that he would have been reading on a weekly basis. And that's why I wrote the devotional in this way. And that's why there's only the Torah and the prophets, because it's called What Would Jesus Read? Well, that's what he would have read, the Torah and the prophets. So, you know, this is a brief explanation, you know, as to how, you know, the book came about and this system of Pedashot that Jesus would have read. And so as you follow with me and track with me and read these readings every week, just have that kind of cool imagery in the back of your mind that you're doing the same devotions every week that Jesus did. So just kind of let that be in the background as you hear these over the next several weeks and months. And as I always say, that's all I got to say about that. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye. The Joe Show.